USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A state of emergency has been declared in Elizabeth City, New Jersey. This after the attorney for Andrew Brown Jr.'s family, Benjamin Crump, told reporters outside the Elizabeth City Police Station that they were supposed to see the full body cam video on Monday, but that they're being stonewalled. Jones Jr. was shot by police last week as they were trying to serve a warrant. Protests continuing Monday, NAACP President of Elizabeth City, Keith Rivers, telling Fox News he wants the protests to remain peaceful.
We're going to continue to advocate peaceful protests. That's why we ask everybody to go home and take a deep breath.
For the first time ever, California will lose one seat in the U.S. House of Representatives based on census data that was released on Monday. Texas is gaining two seats. Florida and a handful of other states will gain one. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Justice Department will investigate the police department in Louisville, Kentucky. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement on Monday.
The Justice Department is opening a civil investigation into the Louisville, Jefferson County Metro Government and the Louisville Metro Police Department.
As far as what the Justice Department will be looking into?
To determine whether LMPD engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
President Biden is expected to announce his $1.9 trillion American Families Plan during his address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The funding plan is expected to include $225 billion to subsidize child care, $200 billion for free pre-K, and $225 billion to establish 12-week national paid family and medical leave. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is calling out President Joe Biden for failing to provide leadership in the effort to pass an infrastructure bill that would create jobs and stimulate the economy. Paul also telling Fox News that Biden hasn't come through on his election pledge to unite the country.
Just a couple months ago, we were hearing from President Biden, the newly inaugurated President Biden, that he was going to unify the country and that we were going to work together and have bipartisanship. I'm still waiting, Mr. President. I haven't seen any of that. Instead of working together on anything to do with COVID or vaccines, they put together a massive $2 trillion bill where less than 10% of it had anything to do with vaccines. Now they're doing the same thing on infrastructure. There are those of us who are saying we could be for a bipartisan infrastructure bill if it had to do with real infrastructure like roads and bridges and if it was paid for. But so far I don't see any of that coming from Biden, and I predict they're going to ram through something with only Democrat votes and no Republican participation again to a tune of a couple $1 trillion.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill that bans biological males from competing with girls in high school sports. The law states physical differences between biological males and biological females have long made separate and sex-specific sports teams important so that female athletes can have equal opportunities to compete in sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.